Question 1. You hear an advertisement on the radio.
How's your general knowledge? Reckon you can outwit the competitors on the TV quiz shows? Well, Quiz Time gives you the chance to show what you can do. Beat the clock to answer questions on a variety of topics, ranging from football to soap operas, natural history to music, fashion to computers. Throw the dice and race round the board, collecting points as you go. Based on the hit TV program of the same name, Quiz Time comes in both adult and junior versions and is guaranteed to keep the whole family entertained for hours.
Question 2. You overhear a man talking to a shop assistant.
All I can do is either give you a jacket in another size or issue a credit note. I can't give you a cash refund unless the product is faulty in some way, I'm afraid, because you pay by credit card.
But supposing there isn't a blue one in the longer fitting?
Well, I expect there will be if you look. Or we can order one in for you. A credit note would be valid for up to 6 months.
But that's no good to me. It's a 100-mile round trip from where I live.
I apologise, sir, but those are the rules.
Question 3. You hear a radio phone-in programme on the subject of cars.
The thing is, last month I had a service done, and the work alone cost me well over £100, and that's without the parts. What worries me is whether you can trust them or not. I mean, I don't know a thing about what goes on under the bonnet. How do I know they're not just ripping me off and saying they've put new bits in when they haven't? I suppose you'll say I should go to an evening class or something to find out how the engine works. But quite honestly, I haven't got either time or interest. I just wondered if you had any ideas on what I could do.
Question 4. You hear part of a radio play.
Right, here we are. I'm not so sure that this is a good idea, Miriam. They did say on the phone that there wasn't one. Why don't we go to a shop and buy a map of the area and then get someone to mark the bus routes on it for us?
Oh, honestly, Tom, why should we spend money needlessly? These places always have maps. It stands to reason. I'm going to go up to that uniformed man over there and ask him to lend me one. Then we'll take it next door to the library and photocopy it.
OK, but don't say I didn't warn you.
Question 5. You overhear a woman talking in a travel agency.
Look, I'm sorry. I accept it was a genuine mistake. These things happen. But surely I'm entitled to some kind of compensation. Had I known there was a midday flight, I'd certainly have chosen it. But when I spoke to your employee on the phone, she said there was only one flight a day. And, as you know, with these cheap flights, once you've booked, you can't change them. So we ended up having to get up really early in the morning in time to catch the flight she'd booked us on, then had to wait ages at the other end because we were too early. The rooms were still being cleaned.
Question 6. You overhear a man talking on his mobile phone.
We're on the train and we'll be arriving around 6 o'clock. But what I want to know is whether we've got time for a round of golf before dinner, or whether we're down to eat at a specific time. Yes, I know that you didn't make the booking yourself, but I think I read something about the rest of the conference delegates arriving tomorrow morning, so I'm not sure what arrangements have been made for tonight. Well, I seem to have mislaid all the paperwork somewhere. It's probably on my desk somewhere. Can you have a look? Uh-huh. Or perhaps you could check with the organizers and then get back to me, please. I'm on the mobile number. Thanks.
Question 7. You hear a radio announcement about a new service that's being offered in London.
It's the latest idea to hit London. A company called Q4U has launched a new service that takes the tedium out of waiting around, be it for prescriptions at the chemists, picking up dry cleaning, or queuing for theatre tickets. anything that people waste their time standing in a queue for. Customers pay the company £20 an hour, and one of their professional queuers does the boring bit on their behalf. The idea has caught on fastest when there's something to be picked up, especially holiday documents. The company says that, given mobile phone technology, the idea can actually be applied to any time-wasting task. Who knows? Maybe even the dentist's waiting room.
Question 8. You hear the beginning of a radio programme on shopping.
For both customers and e-commerce businesses, not to mention the mail order industry in general, the question of delivery has long been an issue. The problem is simply this, that the people most likely to spend serious money having a purchase delivered are the least likely to be in when it arrives. After all, they are the ones most liable to possess a job and a busy life. It makes you think that if e-commerce had been around first, then the invention of the walk-in shop would have been welcomed as a brilliant new idea. But, fortunately, it looks like a solution is at hand. Tanya Wilde went to investigate.